potential surgeons listening to our conversation, young men or women, what is your advice to them?
I think regardless of my advice, I absolutely enjoyed my career. I didn't always enjoy getting up at 2 in the morning, but I did it. I thought it was just part of who I was. The young guys coming out are probably going to go more toward shift work, as our emergency physicians do now. We're going to find them banding together in large groups, and if you pull a night shift, then you won't work the next day, or, you know, blah, blah. So my advice is if they have a dream, follow their dream. Medicine is a great career. You don't see starving doctors. They're not going to ever make as much money as people think we do. You just don't.
Doctors are not going to make as much money as people think you do.
Well, it's always been the cartoons of the rich doctors and all that sort of stuff.
And they're not all
playing
rich.
Playing golf. And no. We have have-nots and haves, and that's a changing group. As I was coming along, I can tell you the haves have changed dramatically. The haves for a long time were the surgeons. And then as that goes along, they became the heart surgeons, who became the heroes of the era. Now they're all on salaries, and they're not filling their residencies with them anymore because they're not as lucrative. Then the eye surgeons became the darlings of doing 15 cataracts and getting paid big money. And now we're looking at people who don't need hospitals. And then the orthopods were the next big group doing total joints and all that stuff. Now, as you cut down on procedure dollars, you look at people who are office-based where the residents want to go into. The hottest residency program right now is dermatology. Why? Because you can fill up, you can have assistants doing facial rubs and doing all kinds of things, anointing and all this sort of business. The dermatologists are becoming a fairly lucrative bunch. Now, to me, the further you get away from what I call blood and guts doctoring, the less I think of them as doctors. That's my prejudice, I guess. To me, it's always been getting in there, hands-on with patients and hands-in with patients and whatever. That's part of my culture and my life. And it's different because it's not quite that way with a generation that doesn't look upon that as the end-all and be-all of medicine.
So then when I ask, how would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a good doctor, as a good surgeon, as a problem solver, and as one that's willing to give back to community. People say that, but I've been involved in national programs of one kind or another and been recognized as contributing a great deal. That's a nice thing to fade out with, that somebody else has cared about what you do. I still have old patients call me all the time. If I could charge them $3, I could almost make a living.
Well, thank you, Doctor, for
this. Thank you, John.
I appreciate it very much. This will be in the website for generations to come so that they can hear what it was like back in the good old days.
The gunslingers, yeah. Right.